Welcome to episode 512. I had a client recently who was ready to give up, ready to quit, because 3 weeks in, eating well, feeling a little bit better, the scale had barely moved. Have you been in this situation? The scale's not moving fast enough and you're annoyed and ready to quit. She thought nothing was working, but when I asked her 4 specific questions, it was obvious that the problem had really very little to do with diet. So today, I want to give you those 4 other things that you can pay attention to that will make weight loss happen faster.
Even as a scientist and nutritionist, I was secretly trapped in binge eating and hooked on sugar. And let's be real, the so-called solutions can feel overwhelming. Calorie counting, restrictive diets, weight loss pills, surgery, and even injections. I'm Maddie Lansdowne, and the truth is, more nutrition facts aren't the answer. It's understanding why we eat the way we do. And you don't need to be perfect to achieve great health either. That shift changed everything for me. And now I share it here as the host of the Real Weight Loss Coach podcast, where it's my mission to help 1 million people break free from the yo-yo diet cycle for good by bringing you the conversations that really matter in nutrition, health, and psychology. And I'm not afraid to challenge mainstream health advice when it doesn't stack up. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Hey, what's up, my healthy friends? Welcome back to the show. So weight loss not happening fast enough. Put your hand up if you're sick of this. This is like literally everybody. Everybody wants it to happen faster. They want to lose weight yesterday and all of that kind of stuff. And I get it. We're all rapidly desiring getting to the better version of ourselves as fast as we possibly can. I get it. And you've probably heard me talk about on this podcast many times, I guess things that are unfavorable when it comes to rapid weight loss, whether it be starvation diets, whether it be Ozempic, whether it be surgery, there's major health risks and consequences to choosing any of those paths. And there's a very small percentage of people that have benefited from those paths. And most of the people had short-term benefit and then problems long-term. So firstly, we don't want to lose weight super fast. That's unhealthy, unnatural, and a danger to your health in many ways. And sure, if you disagree, that's fine. Happy to have a debate with you on a podcast. But there are 4 different areas that I want to talk to you about. So firstly, as we've discussed in many ways on the podcast as well, calorie counting is basically not really a helpful model, especially if you're not 25 and perfectly healthy with no stress, right? There's a few different parts of the equation that really contribute to weight loss and the speed at which it happens and and your body's going to lose weight at a healthy rate if you give it the nutrition it needs. We should not be starving the body. That's not what we want to do. And if you've tried calorie counting many times and nothing's happening, the final thing on our list today will absolutely help with that. The first thing though is sleep. Not getting enough sleep is a major contributor to weight gain and also blood sugar and insulin instability. Cravings, things that drive emotional binge and overeating. You end up eating more calories the more you are awake. Usually those calories are of poorer quality. You're choosing shittier foods. So you end up overeating. It's just simply because more energy is required to stay awake for longer, which makes pretty basic sense, right? It's like if the engine needs to go for a longer period of time, it needs more fuel. So similar to this particular client that I'm referring to, is that she was getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep every night. Major contributor to an inability to lose weight. Your body is extremely stressed in that scenario and is going to conserve its resources because there's danger survival threats going on. Speaking of, the next one is stress, like actual stress, high pressure jobs, kids, you know, never having enough time to do anything for you, just go, 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 go. And it sends your system into this constant cortisol adrenaline shitstorm, right? And this cortisol hormone really, it burns up energy focusing on survival, that fight, flight, or freeze response, when really we want to spend a lot of the time in rest, digest, and repair. And you might be like, Maddie, you don't know what it's like. My life's stressful. Sure, it might be, but you need to start planning and moving towards fixing some of those stressors that currently exist. Because if you don't, you're going to be in this situation forever. And when you're in a stress response, your body does not prioritize losing weight. It does not prioritize getting rid of survival, evolutionary, beneficial body fat. It prioritizes storing it and adding to it and driving cravings and driving food consumption. So if you are stressed, similar to this client who was in a particularly high performing, you know, high pressure role. She was at the director level of a major company, and there was just a lot going on. She was working 14 hours a day. This is a factor that we need to consider very with a lot more, I guess, validity than many people give it credit. The third one is usually people that are in either of these scenarios, not sleeping, not too stressed, is movement, right? You need to move your body, like not just walking to and from the train stop or to and or the bus stop or to and from the kitchen or out to the washing line. Like you need to intentionally move your body through time. And for some people, this might be walking, that might be enough, but it also might be a run. It might be resistance training. I've never met a person who wouldn't be better off resistance training compared to cardio. You want to do a bit of cardio to warm up, but mostly the biggest bang for your buck will be lifting heavy things, lifting heavy weights, right? And not just, you know, doing the old, I picked up 1 kilo and I can throw my arms around. Like you want to have resistance. You want it to be difficult by the end of your rep range, okay? So we absolutely want to do that because obviously movement burns energy. And the other factor to be aware of is that it increases food requirement. So you got to make sure the food on the other side of that is delicious. It's not, I do not believe in the eat less, move more scenario. That is the wrong way to think about it and the wrong way to go about it. And there's a whole conversation to be had on the other side of that. And I'm willing to debate any personal trainer that beats their chest and goes calorie deficit, lift heavy, you know, all that kind of shit. Because it's the wrong model. It's the wrong model for most people. Fourth. Well, one, sleep, stress, movement. Yeah, that is. Number four is protein. So many people are stuck in this world of eating salads and green, and maybe I'll go vegan and maybe I'll go vegetarian. Similar to what I was talking about before, as I guess in regards to these being really important and movement, like resistance training being really important and the biggest bang for your buck. The biggest bang for your buck when it comes to things you put in your mouth are protein, and particularly animal protein. Reduces cravings, reduces the likelihood of binge eating, fills you up. It builds muscle. Muscle is very, very important to have on your body, especially as you get older. The older you are, the more you should be lifting weights is one way to think about it. Especially if you're menopausal, especially if you're a bloke that's got a big beer gut and a lot of body fat, but you want to eat protein to build and maintain muscle because we want to lose fat, right? And protein's super, super important. So these four things are incredibly important. And this is what we want to focus on. Like you can be eating well, but not eating correctly, right? So we've got sleep, we've got stress, we've got movement, we've got protein. The final thing I want to put here, which is something you might not have known about or heard about, but we have a supplement stack called MitoSync. And I believe this is important for a lot of people. And we've seen many, many, many of our clients at this point. We've got over 500 anecdotal data points that we collected of this having a positive impact. Because many people that have tried all the diets and tried all of the things are struggling to lose weight, even if they're doing all of the right things. And the reason for this, and we talked about this on podcast episode 492, I also talked about it on episode 498, is that the modern diet and the modern Western landscape of food and wellness and stress means that people downregulate their mitochondria to a point that they cannot reverse it. Calorie restriction doesn't do it, fasting doesn't do it, and so people are stuck. And so we've built a supplement protocol here called MitoSync, which you can buy, and the link is in the show notes below. I use every one of these myself and can confirm they're safe, they're healthy, they're good for you. And the absolute worst outcome, which is highly unlikely, is that it won't work. You know, it's we intentionally put this together in opposition to people in opposition to things like Ozempic or Mounjaro. Now, this supplement stack doesn't work on GLP-1s or anything like that. But what we're trying to do here is we're trying to fix the evolutionary mechanism in your mitochondria, which breaks your cells and means you can't really turn your weight loss scenario around. You can't really turn your energy deficit down around. And so what we want to do is we want to fix your cells so that you can burn body fat, you can eat healthy and benefit from that, and you're not stuck in this body with this metabolism forever. Okay. And the truth is that yes, some people need support. And this is really big news for many people. You can't just fix everything emotionally and leave your body behind. Some people, you really need to fix your body as well. And we've got many clients that lost a little bit of weight, lost a lot of weight, or their weight stagnated, or they stopped, or they couldn't lose weight, even if they were doing everything right. And then we introduced this, and this was the thing that finally got them moving in the right direction, okay? So there's a physiological part of your weight loss, which is what we've talked about solely in this episode. And then there's a psychological, which is part of the weight loss, which is what we do in our programs. But we combine these two things. So in the link in the show notes below, you can get your hands on the MitoSync supplements. And they are all essential and all important to getting optimal health. I recommend them to everyone that comes through our programs. I take them. People in my family take them. And I recommend them. So if you're someone that's got stubborn body fat that won't move, you're doing everything right, these supplements are going to be really, really good for your moving the needle. Anyway, links are in the show note for all of that kind of stuff. But remember, the other things matter too. You can't supplement your way out of a shitty problem if you don't change the problem. Sleep, getting sleep is important. Managing your stress or reducing your exposure to high stress situations is important. Movement, particularly resistance training, important. Protein, also very important every time you eat. And for those that want it, the MitoSync supplements as well. Down in the show notes or the caption below. Otherwise, catch you on the next episode.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the Real Weight Loss Coach podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is.
Every generation gets sold a shortcut, and every generation pays for it later. We had the fat-free era, the diet pill era, the meal replacement shake era, and now we have the injection era. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and other supposed miracle-working drugs, and even weight loss surgery dressed up as a lifestyle choice. And before I go any further, I want to say this clearly. If you've tried everything for decades and someone finally offered you something that worked, I understand why you would say yes. Be it 5 or 30 years of failure and shame, that will make any quick fix look good. So that's not a weakness, that's just being a fed up human being. But here's what I can't get behind. An industry that failed people for decades, then pivoted overnight to injecting them with appetite suppressants without ever asking why the cravings or the binge or overeating was there in the first place. Because I believe that question matters enormously. To the point that I ran a trial group as part of my Real Weight Loss program to see if we could match the GLP-1 drug promise without the prescription, without the needle, without the side effects. And we got real weight loss results. And something I didn't fully anticipate was people reporting that the food noise in their heads, that constant mental battle around food, eating, and sugar, had significantly reduced and for many completely disappeared, meaning that people started feeling free of food, no longer controlled by it. And the supplements we used massively enhanced the results we were already getting with our clients, which led me to build the Mito Stack into my core recommendation. I use it myself every day. I recommend it to virtually all of my clients, and I totally stand behind it. For many, it supports real weight loss and eliminates the food noise that weight loss drugs are simply masking. If you're not against finding out more, take the quiz at realweightlosscoach.com/food noise, and we can see if this might work for you. That's realweightlosscoach.com/food noise. The link is in the show notes down below or the caption. Scroll down, click the link. This could be the right fit for you.